Austin Clark is one of the founders and artistic directors of Bourbon Baroque, Louisville's period instrument ensemble, and they have a concert coming up on Saturday, but it's not your typical Bourbon Baroque concert. It features a dance group called Moving Collective. Austin, welcome.
Thank you, Daniel.
So tell us about this very, very interesting collaboration you've got coming up on Saturday.
Well, we're really excited about this collaboration we have coming up on Saturday, February 6th. We are collaborating with the contemporary dance ensemble Moving Collective, and they are a collection of choreographers and dancers all united to further the mission of contemporary dance in the Ohio Valley, and specifically, of course, Louisville, Kentucky. One of the things that Bourbon Baroque really prides itself on is understanding that not everyone really knows or gets Baroque music. And so one way to help communicate that and understand that in the Louisville community is to collaborate with other art forms so that we can further our mission and further the education and exposure to Baroque music. Mm-hmm. And this Saturday will be with contemporary dance.
Well, a lot of Baroque music has its roots in traditional dance and dance meters and that sort of thing. So it seems like an obvious collaboration.
Exactly. I think if every Baroque concert had an element of dance to it, mm-hmm. a visual element of dance, it would just enhance the experience. You know, last season we had Caroline Copeland, who is a trained Baroque dancer, and artistically in the terms of period, mm-hmm. Period dance, that was one aspect of approaching the dance element.
Sure.
But, you know, in order to really understand the music and why we love it so much, why not have the liberty to interpret this music from a contemporary lens as well?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you have the Baroque music. Who are some composers, for instance, that will be on the program?
We have Vivaldi, Bach, Handel, all the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Rameau, Corelli. We even go as late as Gluck.
Okay, okay. And so then the Moving Collective then provides contemporary dance. So this is not Baroque dance. This is modern movements and that sort of thing.
Exactly. We are literally taking two different things that you wouldn't normally see together and fusing them together. Now, the Louisville community might be familiar with this since last spring, Alvin Ailey came to town and did a set of Baroque music to contemporary dance. And that's actually, I saw the enthusiasm over that concert, and it was just unbelievable. And the energy was so palpable in the hall. I mean, I turned around and saw everyone's faces, and I was like, there's something to this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I said, you know, well, why not find, and I work with Tamara Begley, who's the other co-producer of Moving Collective, and I said, we need to collaborate. And what do we have that can trump Alvin Ailey but a live period ensemble? So
the concert's called Something Old, Something New, right?
Yes, we're trying to sort of mark it on the Valentine's Day theme, because we got to make that holiday. We got to work it. So
mm-hmm.
we're working it with the title Something Old, Something New. The concert is going to be in the newly renovated Ursuline Arts Center. We are so fortunate and honored to be the first professional performance in that space. They just recently opened it last month. And the concert will take place on Saturday, February 6th, in the Ursuline Arts Center, a gorgeous proscenium theater. Another note is that the Alliance Francaise will be providing coffee and dessert during intermission, which is fantastic.
Very nice.
The theater seats about 500 people, and we do anticipate a sold-out crowd.
Teresa Bautista is one of the directors of Moving Collective. And she's here in the studio with us, with Austin. What happened when, did Austin call you first? Did you talk with him?
Actually, Tamara and Austin did a lot of conversation before and came out with actually a lot of the details before they presented this to me, mm-hmm. and said, this is what we're doing in February. And I was like, okay.
Is this your first experience with Baroque music?
For Moving Collective, yes. We often have quite a large variety of music, and we tend to go more toward contemporary sounds and electronic music,
mm-hmm.
although classical is not necessarily exempted from that. But it was a unique challenge for our choreographers to go through the vast music that's in the Baroque period and find mm-hmm. something. And the music kind of tends to as a choreographer, for me personally, you know, it leads to a certain type of movement. I thought more balletic movement. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard to try, or not hard, but it was an interesting challenge to try to come up with a contemporary movement or a narrative or a story or a concept to match the two together. It was a very interesting challenge.
Now, as far as your dancers go, did they have a lot of difficulty adapting to this style of music, or did they have experience in the past?
I would say that not too much difficulty, because the music is very, the meter is very clear.
Sure.
So I would say the dancers probably know. Mm-hmm. I think it was more the choreographers with coming up with a concept idea with mm-hmm. the music.
Yeah, I mean, the Baroque sound is very clear. There's a clear melody. There's a harmonic progression that we can all sort of follow easily. And you're probably used to working with very abstract
yes.
Sounds and, mm-hmm. and ideas. So, yeah, I can see how that would be very difficult.
I listen to a lot of music.
Is this your first collaboration with a live performing ensemble? Or do you normally work with pre-recorded music?
We usually have pre-recorded music, although because we contract all our choreographers for each concert, some choreographers have had live music before, so maybe there'll be one piece with live music. Mm-hmm. But for an entire concert with live music, this is our first time. And we were also, I was wondering if our audience, how they would feel about an entire concert with Baroque music instead of, they're used to hearing a variety of things. So mm-hmm. I think they'll like it, the way we've divided up the program. The first half is very sort of light and bright, and the pieces seem to be choreographed that way, a little mm-hmm. more humor. And then the second half is a little bit more abstract and darker. And so, again, that's something we do different from our concerts. We usually mix it up, and so it's interesting that we have halves that are very almost thematic.
Uh-huh. One question for you, Austin, about how rehearsals go and how the performance goes. Normally, when you have a performing ensemble and a dance group, there's a conductor that holds the two together. Is that you? How is that working with the coordination, the logistics, I guess, on stage?
Well, being in the new age of technology, our dancers, of course, have been rehearsing to what they have available to them, which are recordings of this music, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. of us. Mm-hmm. So they have certain tempi in mind. We, of course, as musicians, have certain ways that we would like to perform the music. And some of the dances start with no music behind them whatsoever, and then we come in at a certain time, literally a like 1 minute, 15 seconds, we will start playing. So there are timing elements to these pieces. We have our huge tech rehearsal the night before where all this is going to come together, and frankly, that might even be a performance in itself, watching mm-hmm. this come together, because that will be very exciting. It's an extreme challenge, but I think where they're our challenges and frustrations and passions all in one place, that is where you get art. And it's going to be very palpable in the theater to see all this happening at once.
Sarah Biber is a cellist and performs frequently with Bourbon Baroque. And you're back here in Louisville from the New York area. What are you going to be playing on the concert? And what's your role in this upcoming performance with Moving Collective?
I have generally the continual role in the ensemble of Bourbon Baroque. So I play in a lot of the pieces, but I'm also playing a Bach prelude from a Bach suite, which are famous for this kind of collaboration, because Yo-Yo Ma did it mm-hmm. in the Friendship Garden with, I guess there was dancers involved, right? In that?
Yeah, that garden in Toronto.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. huge DVD with the dancers. And
right, yeah, the film series.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's done this before. And the Bach suites are, I think, lend themselves really well to dance, because they're so free and there's so much going on in mm-hmm. them. They're so inventive.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing a modern cello or a viola da gamba? Or?
I'm playing the Baroque cello.
Baroque cello, okay.
So. Yeah.
Is that your specialty? Do you specialize in Baroque music?
I like to specialize in the early and the late. So I'm really mm-hmm. into new music, and I also really passionate about Baroque music.
That seems to be a common thing. You find performers and even audience members, I think, interested in really early period. And maybe it's because they're so specialized.
Yeah, I think it also has something to do with pre and post tonality. I mean, I know Baroque music is pretty tonally centered, but I think there's something, the Romantics just sort of hit on and then just held on to for a couple hundred years mm-hmm. that before and after sort of we let go of.
There also seems to be a common marriage between modern art, and that could include dance and visual art, and early music. I think there's a famous performance of Handel's Messiah, staged, you know, version that's very modern and European. So Austin, that seems to be a common thing. Do you see that a lot in your field?
Yes, I think, like I said earlier, the effort to try and interpret Baroque music in a modern language, I think the juxtaposition is just, I mean, obviously there's the shock value component, but there are sort of foundational elements, I think, within each genre of music that...
I think also Baroque philosophy, I mean, this music is based on affect, and people thought there was only seven emotions. You know, there was hate, vengeance, jealousy, rage, happiness, you know, sadness. And I think that's portrayed really clearly. And so the affect is as striking as, you know, as a piece of modern art, which is just a blank canvas. It's something that stark.
Sure, sure.
And unmixed up.
Now, Sarah, one more question for you. You're going to be playing continuo with Austin. So Austin's at the keyboard. You're going to be on the cello next to each other.
We're a team, yeah.
A team together. But then you have these dancers going on. So you're kind of looking two different ways, right? You're looking at Austin. You're looking at the dancers.
Right. I think I'll just be looking at Austin. I'll let him deal with that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, Sarah Biber is the cellist for the concert coming up on Saturday. With Bourbon Baroque, and Austin Clark is the artistic director of Bourbon Baroque, and they're performing with Moving Collective, pairing Baroque music with modern dance at the Ursuline Arts Center, a beautiful space that's newly renovated. And you can find out more at bourbonbaroque.com, is that right?
Yes, you can.
All right, Austin and Sarah, thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Daniel.